Welcome to Fanimaniacs. I'm Brittany.
I'm Sandra.
I'm Rob.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone. I'd like to introduce Sandra to the show. Sandra and I have been friends for 30 years.
Thank you both so much for having me on the show.
What was the first time that I actually introduced fandom to you? Was it at the Icon, or was there... I mean, I know that you knew that I played Dungeons & Dragons, and I was into role-playing games. And ironically enough, I've never played a role-playing game with you, and I don't think I've ever asked you if you were interested in possibly trying a role-playing game.
I'm just going to sit back and listen.
Okay.
Because you haven't heard either.
Yeah.
No.
So I'm just wondering, it's been so many years, how was the first time I ever introduced you to fandom? Was it at the Icon, or was there another time that I introduced it to you?
I would say that it was more the Dungeons & Dragons mm-hmm. groups, even further back, because you would be involved with groups that met on a regular basis to play.
Yeah.
And I would come down to the groups, and I'm not sure if I ever got to fully have the characters, because I would sit in on the games to get an idea and hear about what people were creating as their own characters.
Yeah.
And I really took it all in, and I really enjoyed it, because the better your imagination is, the better you create your characters, and mm-hmm. the better people interact, and you just let your inhibitions go, and you just create, and it's wonderful.
I know, right?
See, I always like hearing the view of an outsider looking in to, like, role-playing. And even though, like, you've never actually sat in as a player in a role-playing session, there was a lot of times where you stopped by and visited us while a game was in progress. And, you you just wanted to see everybody, and everybody just wanted to see you. But you never seemed to, like, you were never a distraction from the game. Like, we've had some friends that would have their girlfriends there, and they were just hanging all over each other the whole time while people were trying to play a game. And that would be, like, really distracting to a lot of players.
That would be even annoying.
Yeah.
But I was completely embracing the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I guess I couldn't play because I was in and out with college and that sort of thing.
Even, like, before you went away to college, I think we all had some really busy schedules. I mean, we all had different types of jobs. And I think a lot of it had to do with just our schedules more than anything. And also, I was never the type of person where I was like a drug pusher, where I try to push role playing on people. Like, come on, you're not a geek unless you try it. You know, just doesn't work the same. You know,
do it now.
Yeah, do it now. So I was never like the type to like push role playing on somebody. I usually knew right away if somebody was interested in role playing, they would usually come to me and say, "Hey, that looks really, really cool." Like I was telling a story one time with Brittany how my friend Anthony. He broke his arm one summer, and he wasn't a gamer.
Yeah.
And he saw us playing at the library, and he's like, "What are you guys doing?" We're like, "We're playing Dungeons & Dragons." And he was watching us, and he was like, "Wow, this is really cool." And then, you know, I could tell from the look in his face that he really wanted to play. So we're like, "You want to play?" And he was like, "Could I?" And then, you know, we sat down, rolled up a character, and he became a gamer. So what was it like the very first time you went to an Icon, or you went to a convention, which was the Icon convention?
I didn't know what to do first. There were so many authors and so many... every component of science fiction and role-playing and games that I wanted to eat it all up. And it's just so great because the authors really speak to you. You know? They know how to reach their audiences. And they're not afraid to tap into that fantasy of the different characters and the situations. So I really got so much out of it, and people sort of became their characters, and they were so supportive of each other. There was costume contests, and people would wear the costumes, and everybody would applaud no matter what the talent show
yep.
was and what they were doing. And what a great atmosphere that is.
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite part of the convention?
The talent show.
The talent show?
Because it was people giving skits.
Wait, talent show?
The cosplay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know each other now.
I called it the wrong thing.
No.
It's okay.
Cosplay is technically, it is kind of
yeah, like it's a, just it's like kind of a talent show. You're acting. It's trying to be funny. It's exactly like a talent show. That's exactly what it is. But they just call it cosplay.
Well, cosplay is standing for costume play, you know?
Because it went for many hours of people just presenting their interpretation of anime and different characters from books. I mean, anything that's their interest.
So, you know, the cosplays are my favorite part of Icon. Because I really wanted to get up on the stage. Because the first cosplay I ever did, well, it was really like a skit. It was me, Ranma, and Kristen was...
Shampoo Kitty.
Yeah, Shampoo Cat. And it was like a skit. Ranma walks in, like, where am I? My heart was pounding out of my chest. Yeah. I was just like, just say it. Pretend no one's there. Then the second year, I wanted to do it so bad. We practiced, game over. Two Pairs Island. That's Fastlane. Klaus Island. And third time, I can't wait till third time.
Yeah, because now
it's exciting.
It is exiting.
And I just want to act it out.
I get excited just watching not only you guys, but watching the other skits and everything, because I see, like, especially some of them, I see people put a lot of really hard work. Not only on the costume, they put a lot of work on their props that they use also during the performance. Is there any particular area of fandom that, if you felt like you had more time, you might be interested in just checking out a little bit more? I'm not saying jump into it, but, you know, are there any that you're actually interested in finding out more about?
Absolutely. I think the area that I like the best, that I want to definitely get more involved with, is the role-playing games. Because the original way that we got to spend more time together with our hectic lives was actually through theater.
Yeah. At one time, me and Sandra in junior high school were actually part of a theater group. Actually, another thing, which I actually almost forgot to bring up, is that Sandra and I also worked on an independent film together 2 years ago.
Really?
And, it was an 8-minute short called Unadulterated, and it was directed by...
Scott Perry.
Mm-hmm. And it was filmed right here in Long Island. It was a one-day shoot, and the short is 8 minutes long. And it was shown at the Long Island Film Festival.
Oh, yeah. And, I remember that.
Yeah. And we had a good time. A whole group of us went to the Long Island Film Festival to watch the movie. And it was a lot of fun. I actually helped out as a production assistant. Sandra was a co-producer. And I also helped out with the scene logging.
So, what was that for? Like, it was only 8 minutes long. It wasn't a movie.
Well, Unadulterated was a suspense thriller. Almost kind of like, I don't want to say horror, it was probably closer to a suspense thriller than horror. And also at the end of the movie I did a voiceover cameo, so you can actually hear my voice at the end of it, and that was a lot of fun to work on. I mean, that was really I've done theater, but I've actually never done anything involving film before. And it was a professional film crew, and it was really interesting just seeing them work, the director of the DA? Is that the director? No, DP.
DP.
The director of photography, seeing him do his job, and also all the people behind the scenes. They had the lighting guy and the guy with the boom mic and everything, and it was really interesting seeing them work and marking the floors down and the way that they moved all the furniture around the room for the to shoot the scene. And also talking with the actresses that were in it was really, really interesting. And I was also amazed how, at the end of the day, how they just did the whole cleanup and moved the furniture back, and it looked like that they were never even there. I was kind of impressed by that as well.
It's true. It was a lot of work, and it was just so great for us to work on a film together.
Yeah.
You know, to show that we started off in theater and did many things in theater together, and to progress later on to a film.
Yeah.
Very rewarding.
Yeah, it's definitely really cool. Alright, you said that you would be interested in maybe checking out role-playing games. Now, the cool thing about role-playing games nowadays compared to years ago is your choices are a lot more extended now. Probably a role-playing game about just about every genre you can think of. So if you were interested in you know, checking out role-playing games or getting involved in a role-playing game, what genre would you be interested in?
Wow, that's a tough one. I think I would want to pick something as far away from my life as possible. So something into science fiction or something into fantasy. I definitely would be interested in that.
I like something like an adventure or comedy.
Comedy would be good, too. Yeah. Comedy is definitely something it's funny because I've always had an interest in comedy, but I've never really played that many comical role-playing games.
Exactly.
You know?
Now, how about if there were a role-playing game where you can become the career that you want to try out? So, for example, let's say I decided to become a rock star. And I would have my limousine driver pull me up in the limo. And then I would come out and all the fans would go crazy. And I'd go on the stage and I'd be a rock star.
Absolutely. It would be probably something like a storytelling role-playing game. You know, so, I mean, if people want, you know, it could be vampires and werewolves, which they have some games that cover those. I mean, why not be a rock star? One thing that I have to say that's just great about being into role-playing games and being into fandom is that there's just so much of it out there now, especially with the internet, where you can just be exposed to as much fandom as you have time for. And even with role-playing games, there was a time when I was a kid that when I was younger, I may have been, all right, I just want to play like a Star Trek role-playing game. I just want to play like a Dungeons & Dragons role-playing game or a fantasy role-playing game. But I have to say, nowadays, I would be into trying just about any kind of role-playing game. I mean, you just tell me what it's about. Okay, this role-playing game, you're a cowboy, you know, fine, you know. Or in this game, you're a vampire, cool, you know.
Okay.
You know, in this game, you're an anime fantasy hero with guns and a giant sword. Cool, you know?
Okay.
I mean, I think anything that's creative where you're building a story and you're interacting with other people, I think is really cool.
Sure beats a cowboy.
There was also a time where I would, you know, when I went to conventions, I would never game at conventions. We had our own gaming group, so we would play, you know, we would game when we got together with my gaming group. And I guess I wasn't really into, like, gaming with strangers.
Except for Boglin.
But I'm finding nowadays I'm kind of, like, really hip on the idea of, like, going to a convention and meeting a group of strangers and playing a game that I've never played before. Especially a lot of the really cool indie games that they have out there now just definitely interest me. And we'll have to check them out and do it as a, you know, as a social thing.
Sure, because if people are at a convention, it's because they have common interests.
Yeah.
And because they're creative people.
Yeah.
So you can only imagine what would come out of a creative game session, you know, if you get together with strangers and you start a role-playing game.
And it's nothing like getting together with a whole group of creative people to build and create a story.
Like, if you're going to Icon, you should at least know what role-playing is.
One thing I have to say is, Rick, really cool is that nowadays kids are more hip into checking out fandom than it was back maybe when I was growing up, where the, why do you want to get into that? Those are nerds. Nerds are into things like that.
Did you ever try it? No.
Nowadays it seems like it's much, you know, it's cool to be a geek. You know, whether you're into computers, laptops, technology, you're into online MMOs, you're into anime, you're into all the stuff that back in our days may have been like made you an outcast, nowadays makes you cool. I was just thinking how Brittany had a birthday recently, and she had some of her friends there that were into fandom, and some of them weren't. And I just thought it was so great that the friends that weren't into fandom were hearing the stories, them talking about anime, them talking about the convention. A lot of them were, which was really funny, is a lot of them were already into anime, but had no idea there was a convention where they can get together with other people that are into anime. So, you know, when they were hearing about the convention, you had, like, I had a whole group of girls there at this party that were like, we want to go to Icon. We want to go to a convention.
Yeah.
We want to be in a cosplay, you know?
Yeah, they're all like, can you bring us with you? I'm like, I'm not sure if all you can come. And she's like,
we'll have to get
stuff
a bus.
Stuff me in your bag.
I think that's, like, a really important thing is that, you know, in order for fandom to grow, you have to kind of bring in new people or expose new people to it or find people that already have the interest in fandom and inform them and educate them and let them know, hey, there is these conventions, there's these places where you can go, where you can meet up with other people that are into what you're into. And I think that's like something that and not to mention is show people that are into one area of fandom and introduce them to another area of fandom. Say, hey, you know, you're into Naruto, you're into anime, you're into all this. You know, how would you like to play a game where you can be one of those characters in the game?
I would play.
Yeah. Where, let's say, like, Naruto, for instance. Let's say, hey, you want to, you know, you really like Naruto. How would you like to be, like, a ninja from the Leaf Village?
Yeah, you could be your own ninja. I mean, that's what I was going to bring up soon. They should make, like, a Naruto role-playing game.
Which I think we do have one. We got to definitely talk about that some more. I'm going to have to do some research on that one.
I really, really, really want to play a Naruto role-playing game if
but
they have one.
One thing I find is important, and I'm glad that, I listened to a few of the other podcasts that also kind of put a little bit of a focus on this, is that getting this next generation into fandom and into role-playing games. I mean, not only just because it's really cool, but also because, you know, it helps educate. I mean, it helps educate kids. It helps kids use their imagination. And it helps, you know, and I think in the long run, you know, it just makes kids smarter. And I think that, you know, I mean, one thing I was just thinking about doing just recently, and I haven't actually brought it up to a few group of friends of mine, is I was thinking about having, like, a role-playing session where everybody who has kids or kids in their lives, you know, make sure you ask the parents first, if they're not your kids.
Don't just grab your neighbor's kid or
anything. Don't just grab your neighbor's kid and say, hey, come on, let's play a role-playing game.
You might
get in trouble. But, you know, I was thinking about just having a game session where, you know, I'd have my kids and
go to jail.
Friends of mine that have kids get together and have a role-playing session where we have a game that's a family-friendly game. You know, because I've had, like, you know, Lori, if anybody doesn't know, Lori's my wife. I had Lori who's interested. She wants to try role-playing, you know, because she's been listening to me playing with the kids, and it kind of really piqued her interest. She thought, you know, she loved the way that, you know, we were building a story, and she found that very interesting. So I was thinking about getting together, like, a family-friendly game where you get, like, you know, friends of the family, kids, and everybody play a role-playing session together. And I think that would be kind of cool. And, you know, we could start it off as a one-shot. Well, they'll just play one game that has a beginning-to-end story. It's maybe like a four-hour-long game. And see how it goes from there. I just think that would be really cool. And not to mention, you know me, I'm really big in anything that gets a whole family or a whole group of people together to enjoy each other's company and building a story and doing something fun like a role-playing game. I think it's definitely something worth trying.
I would definitely be very excited about it.
Yeah. And I think it's for people who have also never gamed before, if they're playing with other people that have also never gamed before, and they're playing with people that they feel comfortable with, you know, it kind of lets you, you know, because, you know, one thing you have to be is, I think when you're playing role-playing games for the first time, is you have to kind of be comfortable, because you are kind of, you know, you're kind of like, it's like getting on stage for the first time and acting out on stage, but you're acting out with a whole group of people.
And please don't, like, play with anybody who you do not want to play with.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're going to
critical people, Brittany.
Yeah.
Make sure you game with people that are, you know, that you're comfortable playing with, people that aren't critical. And if you do, and you know, and if you start gaming and you don't feel comfortable playing with the people that you're playing, stop. And, you know, I'm not saying stop and give up on trying role-playing games out, but just find a group of people that you're comfortable with and then give it a fair try. Anyways, do you guys have any anything you want to add in closing statements?
Just that it was just great to be a guest on this podcast.
Yeah, we were glad to have you. Anyway, thanks for joining us. And I know I was supposed to review Colonial Gothic this episode, but...
Sorry! Whoops, guess we're not now.
But I promise you I will review that on next episode, so stay tuned and we'll see you next episode. Take
Bye.
Care.
Bye.
Good night.
This has been a production of Fandomaniacs, copyright 2007, fully owned by its host. Our theme music was performed by Third Fire and is licensed under Creative Commons license. Listeners are free to use this show for non-commercial purposes as long as credit is given to Fandomaniacs. For more information, visit us at fanmaniacs.com.